AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A suspect dead in Dallas killed by a police sniper after the man opened fire on police headquarters, left explosives behind, and held police at bay from a heavily armed van. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the scene at the police department was chilling.
Bullet holes in cars and bullet holes in lobby information centers where officers were sitting just seconds before this person shot. It raised the hair on the back of your neck pretty quickly.
The suspect identified himself as James Boulware. A man said to be his father told the AP he believes his son may have reached a tipping point.
I think what happened is he felt like he had lost everything.
His father says he last spoke with his son by phone about 3 hours before that shooting began. No new leads in New York as hundreds of police continue their search for two escaped convicts. This woman who lives near the prison says a lot of people are on edge.
It's been very scary. Not a lot of rest. Just looking over your shoulder and very unnerving knowing that we don't really know what's going on or where they are.
It's been 8 days since that prison break. A gun was fired in the lobby of the posh Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York Saturday evening. Four people suffered minor injuries. The person who had the gun is said to have been a guest at a wedding. The Stanley Cup could be decided in Chicago on Monday night. The Blackhawks won Game 5 in Tampa Saturday, 2-1. Coach Joel Quenneville says he was really impressed with his goalie, Corey Crawford.
I thought he was solid tonight right from the outset, handled the puck well, rebound control, alert, battled. He's been really good in the series.
Lightning coach John Cooper.
We threw 27 shots at Crawford in the last two periods, and we had looks. It just didn't go in for us tonight.
Chicago now leads the series 3-2. This is AP Radio News. 2 months after declaring her candidacy for president in April, Hillary Clinton kicked off her campaign in New York Saturday with an appeal to the middle class.
The middle class needs more growth and more fairness. Growth and fairness go together. For lasting prosperity, you can't have one without the other.
At the New York rally, Clinton traveled to Iowa for a fundraiser. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will formally kick off his campaign for the 2016 Republican nomination on Monday. Western Mexico is bracing for another hurricane.
Carlos has maximum winds right now of about 85 miles per hour, and right now it's moving very slowly toward the north at about 2 miles per hour, but we do expect the hurricane to begin moving more steadily toward the northwest as we go into Sunday.
And that's hurricane specialist Michael Brennan. The search for a missing climber on Mount Rainier in Washington State has been called off. A helicopter crew spotted the body of someone matching the climber's description near the summit. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.